Gemara continues and asks, Rabbi Chaga, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Da Amar Yatza. But what are we going to do according to Rabbi Chaga, who said in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, that the halacha is that if he's Mekadesh Ashir, Vahevi Karbonani, that he's actually Yotza? Ma'ika Lamemer, what are you going to say according to that Manda Amar? Rashi explains on the top of the Amud, we turn over to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that it's neither the Shas Lakicha nor the Shas Asiya. So if it's neither the Shas Lakicha nor the Shas Asiya, so then how could Rav Chisda work with, answers the Gemara, even according to Rav Chaga, it's possible to answer. Loi tema v'achakach Amar, el ema v'achakach lokach v'amar. So he was Koivei Hashem at the time that he bought it. Asks the Gemara, Okach, you're going to say what was the case in which he was Kovei Hashem when he bought it? Then why is it Moisif Umevi Chavasai that we learned on the Bryce on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph from Rabbi Yoshia that if he becomes wealthy, he adds money to it? Mind you, if now we're saying we're talking about a case where the carbon is in front of him and we're not talking about adding money, so then how do you have a case where he's coming and he's adding money, according to the teretz that we had just given? If you're going to say, deparakle, that what happened was that he was paid to the oif, and now he again has the money, and the chiddush of the Rabbi Yoshia is that you add to the money of the pidyon, va'ein pidyon la'oif, but there's no redeeming of an oif. Rashi explains that this is a Mishnah Menachas on Kuf Amebeis that states that oifis levoina and klisharis ein lahem pidyon. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Papa, or Papa says the following, Kigoin shalokach preda achas. Before we explain Rav Papa's din, we're now on the road to Yerushalayim HaKadosh, to Yeshiva, and there's going to be Tefillah Saderach. Amar of Papa, you'll have to reread the Brisa in the following way, continues the Gemara. Kigoin shalokach preda achas. He bought one bird. E oila, if it's an oila, zavin, he could sell it. Maisif umevi chayvasai midmechatas. And he'll be able to use its money for dmechatas. It's true. Ein poidin la'if, the original oila that he sold will go to Nadava, and then he will use the money for a carbon chatas. The hayoila azla Nadava. And then the oila itself will be a Nadava. Ichata zavin. If what happened was vilechata savan, and if the one that he had purchased was a already designated as a chatas, then he's going to be stuck. Ein mosif umevi chavasa midmei alasa. Then you can't be mosif to the dmei ha'ala. The haychatas azla lamisa, and then in such a case, the only thing that you could do with the carbon chatas is have it die. Gemara continues, 7 lines from the top, Mem Aleph Amud Beis Gufa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Mitame Migdash Ashir. We learned from Rabbi Yoshia, as we saw in the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, if somebody had entered the Migdash when he was a wealthy person, Behevi Karbin Ani Lo Yatza, Rabbi Chaga, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Yatza, Rabbi Chaga actually held that you were Yotze, and above, we explained that halacha. How that could fit with the Shita of Rav Chisda on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Mesive, I'll ask you the following kasha. We learned in a Mishnah Negoyim, in Perik Yudalid, Mitzayra Ani Shehevi Karbin Ashir Yotze. Mitzayra, who's an Ani, who brings the carbon of an Ashir, is Yotze. Ashir Shehevi Karbin Ani, La Yotze. So how in the world can Rabbi Chaga say in the name of Rabbi Yoshia that the halacha is that Mitami Migdash, Ashur Shehevi Karbon Ani is Yotza? We see a Mitzora, Ashur Shehevi Karbon Ani is not Yotza. Simple Kasha. The above Cheshman of the Gemara in the top 7 lines was difficult, but this is a straightforward Kasha. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam over there, it's difficult. The Torah HaKadosh gives us a Gzeres HaKosov. Zoyz Tia Torah HaMitzora B'yoyim Torah Soy V'huva El HaKoyin. The Seder HaKapara is Dafka B'zoyz. In other words, you got to do it this way. If you're an usher, you got to bring a carbon usher. If you're not a carbon, if you don't, then you're not going to be yotze. So asks the Gemara, Yachi Reisha Nami, but that should apply as well in the Reisha that an ani can't bring a carbon usher, and yet the Mishnah Negoyim in Perik Yudalid says that he can. Answers the Gemara, that is learned from a ribui in the other part of the pasuk. Rabbi Rachmana Teiras, the Teirah Kedusha says Zoyz Tia Teiras Hamitzer. Asks the Gemara, Vatanim, didn't we learn in a Braisa Torah, L'Rabbis Mitzayra Ani Shehevi Karbon Asher? Yachal Afilu Asher Shehevi Karbon Ani Tarm L'Mezais? Here Rashi corrects our reading. Rashi points out that in general, Vatanya is a kasha. Over here, Rashi points out that this is a raya. So, Vatanya is benichusa. And this is what we see in the Braisa, that when Tyres comes to be marbe, and comes to be marbe, that an ani who brings an usher is going to be yaitza is carbon. However, a usher that brings a carbon ani, we learn from zois, that is not going to be yotza. Asks the Gemara, v'nelef mina, so why don't we apply hilchas Mitzayra and the carbon oil of Yoreid to other halachas? Why don't we apply it to Mitani Mikdash? Rav Yishia says that you'll be Yotze in either direction. And for Deilu Gemar, Miat Rachman of Imdalhu. It's a miut that the Torah says, V'imdalhu by Mitzayra, that it's only him. But by other carbon oil of Yoreid, halacha would not apply. We now begin a new Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Kosher Loshen Shel Zohiris Berosh Sir HaMishtaleach. They would tie the string of this Sir Mishtaleach, which was a woolen string which was red, on the head of the Sir HaMishtaleach, V'midoi Keneged. They would stand it near the, or more precisely, opposite the gate that they will take out the Sir HaMishtaleach, as the Gemara will, and Mishnah will elaborate, Ulanishchat. And when it came to the animal that was to be slaughtered, keneged beishritaso, opposite the area that it was to be slaughtered, that's where they would put down the string. Boloi etzel parashnia, he would then come close to the second par. This was the par that he was misvada on his avonos and the avonos b'nei beiso that we learned about previously on daf lamed heyom beis. And now he would actually do the vidui. The vidui was proclaimed, and Klal Yisrael responded, as we learned on Daf Lamed Zayin, from the pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekrav Gadol Aleinu. They responded with Baruch Shem Kavoy Mechusel Lamvoed. We explained the word V'lenishcha Keneged Beis Shchitasa in a particular way. The Gemara quotes that the Bnei HaYeshiva were Mesupak, whether this explanation was correct. Iboiluhu V'lenishchat Akshirakoi Oy Ahamadakoi. When we learned in our Mishnah, let's look back in our Mishnah, Ulanishchat Keneged Beis Shchitasai. The previous subject of the Mishnah was the thread that was tied around the Sir Mishtaleach. Now we talk about the Nishchat Keneged Beis Shchitasai. Asks the Gemara, is Lanishchat going on the Kshira, that just like there was a Lashon Shel Zohoris that was put around Sar Lazazel, so too the same about the Sar Nishchat, which was done Keneged Beis Shchitasa? Or are we referring to the Amida? And that is that we had learned in the Mishnah also that the Sir HaMishtaleach was Maimid Keneged Beis Shilucha. Maybe it means that the Sir HaNishchat, we were Maimid Keneged Beis Shchitasa. Toshma kum en herch velech, bring in a raya. I'll bring you a raya to Tani Rav Yosef. Kosher Loshen Shel Zohoris Berosh Sir Mishtaleach V'midoi Keneged Beis Shilucha. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. V'lenishcha Keneged Beis Shchitasa. Why? Here Rav Yosef added a little bit more. Shelo Yisarev Zev Zev Lo Yisarev Be'acher. In order that it should be clear which animal is what. Analyzes the Gemara. Six lines before the Wadim and Malafam and Beis. In Yamrit B'Shleimak Shirakai Shapir. If you're going to say that we're talking about is tying down the thread, so then I understand. Everything's beautiful. That why you have two different woolen threads to distinguish between the two. But if we're going to say that the point over here is that you put one in the Mishnah, that one of the animals is placed keneged makom hashchita, and the other is keneged makom hashilucha, where the Sir Mishtalech was going to go out. It's true that you're putting them in different places, they won't get mixed up. Mias Ma'ariv, but they'll get mixed up with others. Alav Shma Mino Akshira Koi Shma Mino. We must be talking about the Kshira, and this is the Maskanas HaGemara on the last narrow line. We pick up on the first wide line. Amim Aleph Amim Beis. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Shtei Lashonis Shemati. I heard two traditions of what these Lashonos were. What exactly were the Lashon Shel Zohuris described in our Mishnah? So there were two types. Achas Shel Parah V'Achas Shel Seir Mishtaleach. One of them was specific and unique to the Parah. One of them is the Seir Mishtaleach. Achas Tzricha Shir V'Achas Ein Tzricha Shir. One of them has a particular size and one of them does not require a particular size. V'lo Yedana Haiminayu. But I'm not sure which one is what. In other words, is it the Parah that requires the Shir? The Seir Mishtaleach does not. Or does the Seir Mishtaleach require the Shir and the Parah does not? We did not spell out what is this Parah. Rashi, of course, delineates that this is the Parah Aduma that the Torah describes in Bamidbar Yutes V'loka Chakoyin Eitz Eretz V'ezov Ushni Salas. We also had this in Maseches Shkalim just a month ago, a little bit more than a month ago, where the Mishnah in Shkalim also spoke about the Lashon Shel Zohuris of the Seir HaMishtaleach as well as the Parah of Aduma. And again, the Gemara Shaila is that Rabbi Yitzchak had a tradition that there were two different types and which one has a particular size. Amar Yosef Nechzianan. Shel Seir HaMishtaleach Deboi Chaluka. We know that the Seir HaMishtaleach ultimately was torn from the horn of the Seir HaMishtaleach. Rashi quotes it from the Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, that Maha Yoisa HaMishtaleach is a Seir Cholik Loshon Zehiris Chetziv Kosher Besela Chetziv Kosher Ben Karna. Ultimately, part of it was torn and tied to a rock. So then it would be logical that if you have a very, very small thread that was very short one that was tied around the Seir HaMishtaleach, it wouldn't be large enough to be torn and tied around a rock as well. So that's Boishir. V'shel Parah. But when it comes to Parah Aduma, Deloi Bay Chaluka Lo Boishir. That's how Rav Yosef posits. Asks the Gemara three, four lines into the wine. Maskev Lomar and Barchama. The Parah Nami Boi Kovit. But the Parah, its string has a different set of criteria. It should be heavy, because it needs to fall inside. It's not supposed to float on top. As the Torah Kedosha describes, El Toich Sreifas HaParah. Amar Le Rava Kovit Tanoihi. That's going to be a machlaikis. So there are two different opinions if that teretz would work. Analyzes the Gemara, and for that matter, udepara lo bai chaluka, do you not need to divide the zahoris of the para? Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asks a question, this, ketzer uaych, how is the kohen sorif the para? The Mishnah in para tells us in Perek Gimel at the end, ois karchan, he ties the Ezem and the Shnisa last to an eighth, Bishiyare Lashon, with the leftover thread. What's Mashma? Mashma that the thread at some point was torn because it's described as Shiyare Lashon. Says the Gemara, Ema Bezon of Lashon. This goes against our tradition that seemed to say that only one of the threads was torn, and therefore you have to read in the Mishnah that when it says the Shiyare, it means the end, the tail of the woolen thread. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, Eitz Erez Ushni Salas, Shekol Tosan Shal Heves Kshera. As long as the fire affects them, then that's enough for the Sreifas Parah Aduma. Meisive, I'll ask you the following kasha, is Havev Haloshen, Mevuloshen Acheru Mikadesh. If the thread was sorched before it actually got burned, the halacha is, then you need to bring another one. In other words, if before it went, l'toch sreifas haparah, somehow it got ruined, before it went, l'toch sreifas haparah, it's going to be pasul. So that's a kasha on Rav Chanan, who had said that once it's kol tasan shel heves, it's fine, even though it's not l'toch sreifas haparah. Rabbi lo kasha kan b'koleches kan b'nichfefes. Rabbi answers that there's a subtle difference between the two cases. A kalachas is a flame that shoots up in the air. So in such a case, then the halacha would be that it's possible it's not all sreifas haparah. However, if it's nechpefes, that we're talking about a low flame. So in such a case, then we would say that's considered as if it reached toch sreifas haparah. We mentioned earlier in the Gemara that koved is machlokes tanoi, whether there's a requirement that the woolen string be heavy for the paraduma is machlokes tanoi. The sanya, as we learned in Baisa, lama karchin, why do you tie together the wool with the ezov? Kedeshe kulam bagudachas devi Rebbe. Well, from Shimon Amir, kedeshe ben koved v'yiplu tachsreifas hapara. So Rebbe says it's a halach in aguda. You need to have an aguda. While Reb Shimon says that it needs to weigh it down to throw it into sefer, the Sreifas HaPara. This Bezer Hashem brings us two lines from the Banim on Mem Aleph on the Beis. We're now nearing walls of the holiest Makom in the world, passing by Gehinom and heading up to Shar Yafo. So Baruch Hashem, it was good timing before we get to Yeshiva. And this concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Yuma. We will pick up Bezer Hashem tomorrow with Ki Asa Rav Dimi. Three lines from the bottom.